just that we usually let spokespeople or attorneys go first. If there being none, we'll start in the front here, ma'am, with you. I do need you to give us your name and address, and then you may have the floor.
Okay, my name's Patricia Reagan, and I live at 16 West Maryland Avenue, which is the lot directly behind the proposed new addition to the miniature golf. Okay. First of all, I'd like to say that one of the gentlemen called me a year or so ago talking about what they were going to do, but he told me it was just a parking lot. And I said, well, you know, we've had a problem, and we've contacted Delaware officials many years of water coming from that vacant property over to our property, which when we built, we put 2 foot of fill dirt there, and we never had a problem with water because that's it's a low-lying area. Everybody said put 2 foot of fill dirt, which we did. We put our shed back there, and then I don't think these are the owners of that particular section behind our lot. I think it was a Mr. Balsamo who sold it to him. We put complaints in along with our neighbors, Tom and Debbie Naylor, about the water runoff. We can't even get to our shed after it rains unless you wear boots. And nothing was ever done about that. So I told the gentleman, I think his name is Peter, who called, and I said, we've had a problem with the water runoff, and if you're the owner of that property now, I think you should address that. And I was told that it was just going to be parking there. And my issue was, well, then I would want some type of a privacy fence because people do cut through there. We've had a drunk next to our shed when we went out there in the morning, so that would definitely be an issue. Then just maybe a month or so ago, we get this drawing. Now, all of a sudden, there's another miniature golf course going there, which I think is totally unnecessary because there's one right on the corner, and there's several in the area, and there definitely is congestion there. There's parking problems there. And when we bought lot 33, which is the fourth lot down from the corner, we had the option to buy lot 30, which was on the corner. And we chose not to buy it because of the water slide activity and the noise. So we moved 150 foot down away from the ocean and bought the lot as far away as we could get from the noise and congestion and whatever. So now all of a sudden what's a vacant lot is going to turn into something that he obviously said that'd be open to midnight. That's going to be a noise problem. The Famagawan law is 11 o'clock cutoff on noise. Again, we still worry about the water. Famagawan is known to be the quiet resort, and that whole section there with the little boardwalk and this, that, and the other, and adding to it would definitely take away from the fact that it's supposed to be a quiet resort. They say they've owned it since 1987. As you're probably aware, you live in the county, you know the increase of traffic, residential, people moving in along 54. They've never added one parking spot to accommodate all those people coming west of 54, coming up there to park. He's saying, okay, the water slide, the pool is going to move further west, which means during the day we're going to hear kids screaming, yelling, and not say that I've got grandkids, but it's going to be closer to my lot than where it is presently now. Let's see. It's really not my concern about the parking, but in my math, if they have 18 now and there's 15 auxiliary, which is directly behind my lot, and they put a fence up there and people park there, that comes to 33. If they're going to 38, that seems to me it's only 5 additional for another whole golf course, which it just the area I think is way too small to even do this thing. Also, the little side road, Virginia Avenue, there's no lines painted on there. To come out on Route 54, you literally have to get behind people turning left, going east towards the ocean, going right away from the ocean. There's no lines painted there to give. If I'm going west, I have to sit there and wait for everybody that's going towards the ocean. There's a lot of people that go to the ocean that probably are parking in that area. where the stores and whatever. It's terrible congestion right now. I've almost been run over several times along with my grandkids. And also on this map with the golf course, it does not show what the highest, as you know, golf courses, they have dragons coming out and caves and whatever. It does not show what the highest feature on that golf course would be, which would be what I would be looking out at my bedroom window. He said the lights are going to face down. Well, facing down is still going to hit my bedroom window. These are just some issues that I feel. I don't think the area is big enough to expand to do that. I don't think we need another golf course. I did not object to just them adding parking as long as they put that fence up along the back, actually what is the side of my lot and house. It's really the back line. And those are my objections. I think my husband has a few words.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Who's next? Yes, sir, you. Go on.
Joseph Reagan, 16 West Maryland Avenue. Mm-hmm. My main concern is the lighting will be coming in at midnight. I don't need that coming into my bedroom. And, you know, those people crossing the Virginia Avenue to go in there. Now, they're going to put the parking in the back, but they said they have additional parking over there for the golf course and the go-karts. But they also have about five or six more stores in there that people use for parking to go into those stores along that boardwalk.
Okay, sir. Thank you. No, one trip to a customer, ma'am. I'm sorry. One trip to a customer. Anyway, who's next? Who else would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
Something to give.
I would like for you to introduce yourself first, and then you may have the floor.
Okay, my name is Betsy Mitchell. I am part owner of the Fenwick Shopping Center located beside the water slide and complex that has been in our family for 50 years when my father built it in the late 50s.
Okay.
I have.
Go right ahead.
Now, as you can see, that paper I have just given to you, I will get to that in a few minutes. I am representing the owners of the center and the five businesses that could not be here due to this is the busiest week of the summer, and most of them are restaurants. Crab House, Fenwick Crab House, the Dirty Harry's, Surf's Edge are all extremely busy this time of the year and could not come, and they sent letters. I'd like to say, first of all, to the Anderson brothers that we do not oppose family attractions of golf and water slide. I take my grandchildren and our families to play the golf and enjoy the water slide. We enjoy all the things on the boardwalk, from the pizza to the funnel cakes, but the only thing we oppose is a lack of parking for this new facility. You see the parking on there? See where I have it listed? On the right-hand side of Virginia Avenue, I have drawn in their stores and their amount of parking. They have 54 spaces of parking on the east side of Virginia Avenue. The Rickards Center is above that to the north, and we have 85 there in the back and then we have 19 along the stores and 8 along the other side. The new part, if you flip it over, flip your paper over, you'll see on the back side that this is the existing water park with my drawing. They have a pool for the children. It's a lovely place. Lovely. Fun. My kids used to play on the water slide. They used to even work there before the Andersons even bought it. So we have no objections. But you see the parking on the bottom. The black top has 20, 10 on the top, 10 on the bottom there. 15, they can have 15 spots. They have 15 spots there with cement markers to park in. On one side, they have 5 across from the 15 that I neglected to write in, and they have 7 along the side of the fence. And they also have a sand beach built back there that was dug out in May or June of this year. And I wanted to get to that in a little bit of why do we have to have another meeting if they have already built that, dug out the dirt and put the sand in and built it up with a fence around it. And we did not receive any notification of it, and that certainly is building on to your local, you know, already existing attraction. So I question that. I'd like to explain why we oppose. At the present time in the old golf is 6 boardwalk stores, go-karts, and furniture store. There are 54 spaces, and on the present water site, west of Virginia Avenue, on that second side, there are 42 parking spots for 2 slides, not counting the children's activities. And with the new proposed water slide, making 4 slides and adding an 18-hole miniature golf course, new parking, there's only 39 parking spaces. More and bigger amusements and less parking. The county code states that parking is needed for 1 space per 18 holes, which we've discussed, and employees. For every 2 employees, you're supposed to have 1 parking spot. So at the present time, they have 10 to 12 at their waterside now, workers. And with addition, they'll have to have more. So I'm saying an average of 6 spots for parking, that would give 12 workers, which they probably have to have more, and 18 for the golf. That's 24 parking spots out of 39. So that leaves 15 parking spaces for customers. I mean, that's going to be a poor week.
Wait a minute. The 18 spaces for the mini golf are for customers, 1 for every 18 spaces.
Right.
So you really have 18 plus 15 would be 33.
No. 18, what I'm saying, out of the 39 spots in the back, they have 18 for the mini golf,
right?
6 for the employees of mini golf and water park, leaving approximately making 24.
Yeah.
24 from 39. I'm not good with math, but I've got about 15 parking spaces left for patrons.
Well, aren't they 18 spaces for the golf course for patrons?
Yeah, I think what he's saying is you've double counted. I mean, it's 18.
That's for the golf patrons. I'm talking about water slide. Where are they going to park?
So you got 15 in addition to the golf.
You've got 15 spaces for the whole water slide left.
That's what I wanted to that's what I wanted to make clear.
Okay, I'm a little slow on that.
No, you're not.
Thank you.
You're doing good. You're doing a great
thank
job.
You.
Go ahead.
Okay, so where do they park? In the past years, they park in our shopping center. And like I say, we've been there since the late 50s. We have in the past years hired a parking policeman for 5 years to keep the water park and the golf out of our lot, and then we put up a large sign after that kind of fizzled out. We put up a large sign in the lot entrance stating parking for Fenwick Center only, and several times we had to redo the sign because it was spray painted over by someone. Last week while I was taking pictures, my husband has displayed the pictures over here of the 4 parking lots. I personally chased off 5 cars within about 20 to 30 minute period. I waited until they took all their things out of their car, and I know where they park, in the back of the parking lot. They took all their things out of their car and got their towels, so I knew they were ready. And I asked them where they were going, and this one lady, if I had a camera, would have been great. I said, ma'am, where are you going? She said, we're going to the Great Water Park. And I said, that's great, but this is not their parking. It's across the street over there. And she said, but I never can find a place to park. I always park here. And I said, well, then I've missed you for the last 10 years because I come down here periodically and ask them to leave. No, we have not towed. We might have towed a couple cars over the year, but we're kind. We just usually put a note on there saying this is not parking for water park. I'd like to ask also, what are the Sussex County parking requirements for a water park? And as far as I've been able to find out, there are none. If there are no written requirements, why wouldn't the parking requirement be the same as indoor recreation? And if that's the case, then approximately 20,000 square foot of golf course water park would need approximately 152 spaces. So that's out.
I think you just answered your own question.
Right.
Because of why it's not done that way.
Right. In conclusion, according to the Code of Sussex County, Article 1, Chapter 15.3, it says the purpose of zoning. The zoning regulations and districts as herein established are designated and adopted in accordance with a comprehensive plan to promote in accordance with the present and the future needs the health, the safety, the morals, the convenience, the order, prosperity, and general welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County, Delaware, including, among other things, the lessening of congestion in the streets or the roads. With that being said, I would like to know how, and if this is approved without adequate parking, how does it promote the general welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County? We, the undersigned, vote no unless conforming adequate parking is provided. And may I read my letter, or am I not allowed to read the letter that I also sent to you?
Well, it's part of the record. If it was sent, it's already in the record, so it's not for the purposes of what legally is considered by the commission.
Okay.
Would be, you know, looked at by county council as part of the record, too. It's in there.
The letter you read on July 30th?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you pretty much quoted most of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I'd like
that's
to.
Fine.
May I read my sister's letter, who's just about to be a grandmother, and she's in Ohio?
That's fine.
Okay, she also sent.
She also sent
one here. You also have that.
Well, if we already have it, then you don't need to
okay.
read it.
We have
it.
It's in the
okay.
record. You don't really need to read
okay.
it in. But
I just, that's fine.
Which would, who would that be?
Excuse me, sir?
Her name, just so we know.
Peggy Steele, Margaret Steele.
Yeah, we have that letter.
Okay.
All of the owners of the shopping center, my sister is in Ohio at the time waiting for a new grandchild, so she's not able to be here. My daughter, one of them is in South Carolina starting school. The other one is in Georgia where the kid's starting school, and the other child, Damian Steele, is the one who's getting ready to deliver. So I was the spokesman. And I thank you for your time and your consideration and putting up with my little maps I gave you. I would like to show you further this map over here, if you can see it.
Go right ahead, ma'am. You have the floor.
Here I was showing the pool parking lots, why I've been down to the shopping center just about every day for 3-4 weeks ever since we got this letter, just to do surveys. Shows the pool in front of the shopping center. Number one is the east side of Virginia Avenue parking for 5, 3, and 6 cars. Number two shows the back side of the parking lot that has the 30 cars. And you see the pool. I was standing on top of the Crab House dumpster taking this picture showing where the Rickard Center parking is directly beside their parking and directly across from the water park. Number four shows the full lagoon steps. They had 30 steps, and that day, boy, was a good day that everybody was out. Number five shows the parking where they have 42 spots now, with the gravel, 20 with the gravel, and then the other parts on your map, 7 to the back. And they could park more in there, but they don't have any more parking. But like I say, they were full, and they did not, these are the best pictures that I could get. This is an aerial overview of that sand beach that was put in May that we never received any notice on.
This shows the full parking lot. This shows the water park. This shows all the wetlands as we thought they were wetlands. We were informed they were wetlands. This shows the, quote, wetlands where the Phragmites growing on both sides from the highway. And the highway, this shows the height of them and the amount and the thickness of it. I'm not a photographer, but I'm just really concerned about parking. There's just not enough. I know how busy they can get. They're a great, great, fun place to be.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm going to ask that you leave those photos, too, so they can be part of the record, if that's okay.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Coming up from the back. And then, sir, we'll get to you next, sir. Go right ahead.
Thank you for allowing us to talk to you all tonight. I'm the infamous V.M. Hall, the prolific letter writer. There were some things brought to the attention of the audience here by the gentleman, both the attorney and the owner. I noted with a little chuckle that the owner lives not in the area of the water slide or the golf course or the go-kart or the arcade. So he is not there 24 hours, 7 days a week. Most of the people that you have here presenting are, okay? We hear the screams of joy from the children coming down the slides. We hear the loud parties. We are there and we hear them, okay? Just because we don't complain about it, we all have children, and in their zeal to have fun, they squeal. You know, we know that. So why complain? We know eventually it will end when the park is closed. I think there are a lot of issues about the parking that are questionable. We have heard several numbers being thrown out, both by the owner, by the architect, and by individuals who are living there. So I think that needs to be readdressed and presented again by the group here. I noted with interest the separation of the pool, the children from the larger children and the adults, for safety reasons. However, I didn't hear anybody talk about safety reasons when the children and the adults walk across Virginia Avenue from the go-kart and the arcade across Virginia Avenue to the water slide. I heard nothing about safety there, and it is a hazard. Every time we hear an ambulance siren go off, we think it's somebody that's been run over.
How often has that been the case? Have been a lot of people run over on that street?
Not yet.
Okay, I just wanted to know because.
But it's only because the people that live in that area drive about 2 miles an hour, because we know that they'll jump out. Just today, there was the Salisbury Christian Church summer camp children, two vans, 16-passenger vans, and they were parked right alongside of the fencing area there to the water slide, and the children were walking between the two vans and they were in the street. I would like to hear what they propose for the safety of people walking across Virginia Avenue. They talked about the tower being moved from one corner, the west corner, to the east corner, and I'm not sure I understand the logic for that. They say it's to move it around the residential area, but the residential area goes along Virginia Avenue, so I don't understand that logic. Privacy fence. If the high water tower is 42 feet, I want to know what the privacy fence will be, what height it will be. Are we putting up a 42-foot fence?
6 feet, ma'am.
I don't think it's a privacy fence. Especially when you've got the water slide and all the people coming down it. Water runoff and the drains. I think anybody will tell you that lives in that area, and the lady here that went first has a water problem. I will be happy to give you pictures of the water running over my two pieces of property there in Virginia Avenue. I'll be happy to provide it to you. I'll also be happy to provide the debris that it brings, and I have to rake up every time it rains. Debris that does not go down the drains. So for anybody to tell me that it's above sea level, I don't believe it. They're going to have to show me, and they're going to have to repair my roads so that there is no water runoff. I mean, it's like a waterfall, like Niagara coming across our dock. And if I look across the canal where the Corps of Engineers approved one dock area on the opposite side of my lot and my dock area, the water will run off. It does not come onto the property from the canal. But on the opposite side of the canal, the water goes right over the dock, the retaining wall, I mean.
Ma'am, can I ask a question? Looking at the overhead photo, where do you live in relation to the proposed water park? Because I'm hearing you talk about water issues, but then I look at where the water, the canal is, and it's three houses away everywhere from the water park. I'm just trying to get a feel.
I live at 9 and 10 Virginia Avenue. One is opposite to the other. The house that I live in on a full-time basis, the other house is rental property. If you drive down Virginia Avenue, you drive right into my driveway,
okay,
which is also what most of the visitors to the area do, because they get lost and they end up in my driveway.
Thanks. No, okay. I can put a photo. I know where you are.
Yeah. And that is the house with the canal on it, and that is the house that has the waterfall whenever it rains. The water park folks talked about no increase in toilets. This is unbelievable to me. How can you increase the number of people and not increase the number of toilets? I don't understand that. I think there is a rule regarding the number of toilets for the number of people you are accommodating. And I don't know it. I'm not a building engineer, but I do know that one for men and one for women isn't enough. And I think that's what he said. Dumpster. I don't see anything on the water park property where it had a dumpster for the debris. And if it does, I'd like to know, I hope it's a closed dumpster, so that the trash that currently comes from the water park participants, chewing gum wrappers, cigarette butts, and things like that, don't end up in the neighbors' yards for us to pick up. I'd like to know what was the last safety inspection on the water slide, because from the looks of it, it looks pretty scary from the underneath. 2x4s that have been up there for years. So, you know, if a bridge comes down in Minnesota with a lot more concrete, I'd like to know what
the
2x4s.
I need you to wrap it up for
sure.
Us. You're getting a little far afield. I appreciate what you've had to say, but I'd like you to wrap it up.
Sure. The 11 o'clock curfew for noise, I don't think is accurate. I believe Fenwick Island requires people to stop any noise about 9 o'clock. I'll have to check that, and I will write you in the requirement. I think
this project's not in Fenwick Island, ma'am.
And I will tell you that the record more than likely is going to be closed at the conclusion of this public hearing, so any letters that you submit aren't going to be considered by this commission.
Oh, well, that's good.
But they will be considered by the county council.
Right. And council, because you'll have another meeting with county council, so you'll be able to do this.
Well, I'll talk about that in a minute. The water slide owner said the population peaks at noon at the water slide. I'll be happy to take pictures of you to show you people standing in line at 10 o'clock out into Virginia Avenue itself, waiting to get into the park. I think you also, or someone needs to do a traffic counter there at the Virginia Avenue intersection where it goes into 54, because there seems to be some misconception about the number of cars going through there. The geo-block paver would be better than the asphalt, but again, I've seen it in a new facility that they built a restaurant over on the opposite corner of 54 and 1, and it seems okay, but if it runs water into other people's property, it is not. And from what I've seen, at the other restaurant. It does not absorb water very well.
Okay, let's wrap it up, ma'am. We've heard about that water from you about 5 different times now, and I appreciate it. We understand it. Let's wrap it up.
One thing about your notice that went out to everybody, I appreciate you giving us notice, but I would also suggest that you include your address so that when you say you can write in, that people can write into the correct address. They don't have to call the county clerk and ask for your address. And that's my statement.
Okay, well, we thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. I think you, blue striped shirt, had your hand up.
I'm Freddie Mitchell. I live in Delaware Avenue, the unincorporated area of Femicale.
Okay, sir.
And I'm a coach, so just bear with me, all right?
Coach.
Okay. First thing, I would just like to say that we've enjoyed all the boardwalk and all of that. My grandkids, all of them. That's my wife back there. She did a good job. By the way, you guys covered all the bases, too, so I just wanted to tell you that. The main concern for me is that whatever is done legally within the code and regulations of the county, the state, and the federal government, especially concerning the parking and the wetlands. And, of course, I've just been informed about the wetlands, that it's not a wetlands anymore. Is that correct?
That's what the
The information that the applicant is
okay,
giving us.
Okay,
from.
Is your information from a private?
Sir, I need you to.
I can answer the question.
Ask me, and we'll get you an answer.
That they've submitted from the United States Army Corps of Engineers that stated that it's not wetlands within their jurisdiction.
Okay.
I mean, that's in the record.
Because in 1995, the United States Department of the Interior said that they were federally regulated. Wetlands had been recently filled, and I was just wondering whether they still consider that.
Well, the Corps of Engineers has jurisdiction over it, and in January 30, 2006, they said that they're not wetlands.
They're not wetlands. So my wetland speech is out, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So you can save that.
All right, that's all right.
Day.
Well, let's talk about the parking lot a little bit. The parking lot for the water park is on the 50 road 54 side. They have 42 spaces there, and that's on the 54 side, running around the back side. All right, and what they are proposing for the new lot is to have at least three less, and they're going to add an 18-hole golf course to it and one new water slide. And I tell you what, that's a lot of traffic. And I had the Fintiki Island Golf for 13 years, and on an average night, this is an average night, we'd run through 300 people. So the 80 to 120, and I know that they had just as many customers. They looked like they had more than we did anyway.
How many were on the course at any given time? In your experience, I'm glad to know that you've actually
yes sir
seen it. So can you tell us
on a real heavy night,
mm-hmm.
that would be 10 people on a hole. It'd be 180 people.
Okay.
And that would be a real heavy night.
That sounds pretty heavy.
Yeah, yeah. You love those. You don't like them, but you love them. Huh? Okay.
But it doesn't sound like you all love them very much.
Pardon?
Doesn't sound like you all love them very much.
No,
that's all right.
We sold this, praise the Lord. Okay, a couple of things. Is the parking code, is that 20 by 10 and a 30-foot turnabout? What is it?
Parking drive is 24-foot. Parking spaces are 10 by 20 if they're perpendicular, 10 by 22 if they're parallel, and 9 by 18 if they are diagonal.
Thank you. The only thing I want to figure out is how do they get back out? Do they do the back out, or they go out of that parking spot? And the other thing is they got the dumpster. I like to see that truck get into that 9-foot dumpster entrance and see how it does that. anyway, I know that the 18-hole golf course requires 18 plus one for each, for every two employees. And I just, and then when you expand a water park, like they expanded it with that Sandy Beach area, there was no more parking places than there are now. And I was just wondering if where when they add something to the business, are the neighbors supposed to be, are they supposed to be contacted? And was this done according to the code? And of course, my title, Wetlands, is out, but that's all right. I'd like to ask this: what is the capacity of the pools? Do they have a? Is that supposed to be listed? The capacity of the pools?
I'll find out for you here in a second.
Okay. And that's all I've got.
All right, sir. We appreciate
and, it. I tell you what, the parking's bad. Wetlands is gone, but the parking's still bad.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Christianberry, can you answer the gentleman's question about the capacity of the pool?
Based on a 3-foot water depth, it'd be about 20,000 gallons, between 20,000 and 25,000, since it does.
People. How many people?
I'm sorry, how many people can be in the pool? I think Mr. Anderson could probably answer that question.
I don't know that anybody regulates that.
It's really, it's a landing pool. They're not, there's not a bathing, relaxing area in it. You land and you get out. Kiddie pool, you know, ranging from 1 inch deep to, you know, 18 inches deep, okay. Kiddie pool.
Existing swimming pool.
Well, we've got you up here. I think for the benefit of the folks who have testified, I need to ask you if you have anything to say about this apparent discrepancy in the number of parking spaces that you've counted versus the number of parking spaces that these folks have counted.
In the paved area, it's pretty clear what you do and don't have. As you get beyond that, there's a gravel area that abuts a grassy area.
Okay.
What I noticed on this photograph that was provided by one of the neighbors is showing how packed the paved parking area is. What I noticed right here is an empty gravel area.
That's because I took it in the morning.
Okay, well if you're complaining that they're above capacity, where's the parking overflow that's
okay.
Above capacity? That's, I don't see any evidence of that. My client has testified that they haven't had parking above capacity.
I think what's at issue are the 7 additional spaces that they claim exist or are.
Is there a grassy area where cars could park there? There is a grassy area back there where a car could choose to park.
Is that area typically being used for parking now, or is it simply space that folks think is available for?
I'll allow Mr. Anderson to address that.
Mr. Anderson.
It is an overflow area that is not used specifically for water park parking. We don't regulate it, and I did mention that we don't know if there are beachgoers that park there. I am sure that there on occasion are water park customers that park there as well. We have go-kart customers that park there. They're picking, you know, what they first see when they come into our parking lot. And it just so happens that the water park parking lot is the first available parking lot when they come in. I don't know what else to say on that.
Let me be more specific. On the exhibit that was presented to us, there are 7 spaces shown here. And I guess my question is, are they available? And are they being used? Is it encouraged, or what's going on with this? Or was this just some place that someone thought some people could park, so they decided to draw it in?
Those parking spaces are rarely used.
Okay. I think the answer to your question is that they're there, but they're rarely used.
Yeah. That I don't even believe our customers know how to get around there.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. All right, that's all I wanted to know, because I understand. And okay, that's all we need. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come right up.
My name's Virginia Cunningham. I'm at 16 Virginia Avenue Extended. My house is one street back from where the fence will be. I have no objections to the amusement area either. I mean, we moved there. It's wonderful to have. So I just want them to know that I'm not in opposition, but the parking is hell.
Okay, then.
And the congestion.
No, I understand.
How long
have you lived there, ma'am?
Since 85.
So you've seen a lot of changes, haven't you?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I know it. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? No, you've been up once. You asked for that before, and I said no then. I'm sorry.
Can I ask a question?
You may ask a question. Mr. Lank, you may ask a question for the applicant.
Because there have been several complaints this evening making reference to the sandy beach that was supposedly put in May or June, and also the gravel and grassy parking area. When was that installed and by what authority?
I honestly did not know that we could not put gravel on the parking lot that is adjacent to the paved parking. As far as the picnic beach that is part of the water park, and I go back to a conversation that I had with the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Planning and Zoning Department, and I think I spoke to you, Mr. Lank, a number of years ago as to what I was allowed to do with this this parcel, and you said that you can actually pave up to your property line. You can put a fence on your property line. There, it is not considered a structure, so you don't have to go through any permit process. And that is the reason we have put gravel on the adjacent parking lot. That is why there is a picnic beach as part of the water park, because I simply did not think that I had to apply for a permit. There is not a structure involved.
Fence part would be correct. You can put a fence all around the whole property if you wanted to, or anywhere on the property, but you can't use it as it relates to a business if there's not a business approved for that parcel. And parking on there would have had to been approved through site plan, as is the beach, because it then becomes a commercial use.
But we don't consider that.
You don't have a commercial use of that lot as far as getting an approval.
But we don't consider that as parking for our water park. We don't consider it as official parking for our water park.
But it's being used for parking as it relates to your business.
Again,
we asked a question.
We don't regulate the parking on that section there. We have water park customers that may flow in there, but we also have beachgoers that park there. We have, I don't know who else parks there, but we don't regulate who parks there.
All right.
Okay. All right then. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. Those of you who are here from the public with an interest in this application, I want to thank you for your patience, and I want to ask you for one small favor, okay? Everybody listening, one small favor. We have another public hearing right after this one, as soon as I say this one's adjourned, okay? What I need for you to do is to get up quickly and quietly, and I don't want any talking. If you want to talk, please do it out in the lobby, out on the steps, or where else. But unless you're going to stay, I need you to go quickly and quietly, and we thank you for being here. All right, our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-25, NES Properties, LLC.